弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Peace brothers, sisters and friends.
新学期开始了，教会的弟兄姐妹忙忙碌碌的做工，包括接待新来的学生，帮助新来的朋友，其目的啊是要把主的爱分享给他们，要把福音传给他们。
The new semester has started. Many brothers and sisters in our church are busy welcoming new students, helping new friends, and sharing the love of God and the gospel with them.
在圣经中啊，针对犹太人以外的所谓的外邦人，把福音讲清楚、说明白的，主要是使徒保罗，他也是我们学习如何传福音的榜样。
In the Bible, Apostle Paul was the main person who preached the gospel of God to the Gentiles, and he is a great example for us to learn about how to preach the gospel of God.
刚才我们读的这一段圣经的经文是使徒保罗写给帖撒罗尼迦教会的一封书信中的一部分。
The verses we just read came from a letter that Paul wrote to the church of Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦是一个在希腊半岛上的一个城市，保罗在那里做工，在那里建立教会的经过，都清楚地写在《使徒行传》这本书的里面。
Thessalonica is a city on the Greek peninsula, and Paul worked and helped build a church over there, and we can find those records in the book of Acts.
保罗在当地啊，他待的时间不长，很可能不到一个月，但是呢，他这个心里面对帖撒罗尼迦教会却充满了称赞。
Although Paul didn't stay there for a long time, probably less than 1 month, he gave very high praise to the church.
比如保罗对他们这样说，我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们的父面前不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
He said to them in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 2, We always thank God for all of you, mentioning you in our prayers. We continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Christ, Jesus Christ.
保罗在这么短的时间内啊，取得这么好的成果，让我们这些做工的仆人们啊，感到很惭愧。
The great outcome Paul achieved in such a short time made servants like us feel embarrassed.
就像我来到希腊半岛，早已经尝过了保罗在那里的时间，但是我却不能够像他这样讲话。
So for example, I have been in West Lafayette for much longer time than Paul had been in Thessalonica. However, I still can't see what Paul has said.
既然如此，我们就又有必要啊，找一找保罗做工有效的秘诀到底在哪里。
So it's necessary for us to find out Paul's secret of doing God's work so effectively.
我们要查考今天我们读的这一段经文，看看我们在当中是不是能够明白一些什么。
Now we will review the verses we just read and see what we can find.
当我们查考圣经的经文的时候啊，不一定需要外加的这些神学的解释或者历史的考证，因为其结果往往让结论模糊不清，也不必要用什么特别的亮光来看圣经的话，以至于的让人不明不白。
When we are reading the Bible, it's not very necessary for us to add extra theological or historical explanations. And this may, on the other hand, make the conclusions ambiguous. And we also don't need the special inspirations to read the Bible, which may also make people feel confused.
因为主耶稣也好，使徒也好，在引用圣经的时候，总有一个特色，就是非常的肯定有把握，让人没有争论和辩驳的余地。
Because when Jesus or the apostles quoted the Bible, they were very sure about their quotation and that there was no chance for any argument.
因为主耶稣，就像比如说主耶稣啊，在引用创世纪第二章关于亚当与夏娃婚姻的记载啊，最后归结总结出一句话叫做神所配合的人不可分开，说的对不对呢？简直是太对了。
For example, when Jesus quoted the marriage of Adam and Eve from Genesis chapter 2, he concluded as, therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Is that correct? Yeah, that's too correct.
又如彼得，他读了创世纪关于洪水审判的记载，再看看今天的环境，他就形容我们今天世界的这样的地理环境地表体特征呢，是从水而出，借水而成的地，对不对？也简直是太对了。
In another example, Paul read about the judgment of flood in Genesis. After he saw today's environment, he described the surface feature of the current world as the earth was formed out of water and by water. Is that correct? That's absolutely correct.
我们可以找到别的行星，也可以说火星与地球啊都有类似，但你要找到一个比拼成能够拼成一块的大地板块的分布，平行纵轴的山脉以及海沟，一望无际的这样的水层岩与平行的岩层啊，那只有地球上才有。
You are able to find other planets, and you will see how similar Mars is compared to the Earth. But if you want to look for a planet with pieces of continental plates, mountains that are parallel to ocean trench, and endless sedimentary rocks and parallel rocks, only the Earth has them.
那在月亮上只看到火星，在月亮上只能看到陨石的坑啊。那在火星上呢，能够看到大的火山，那为什么呢？
So why does the moon only has a meteor crater and the Mars only has independent large volcanoes?
因为只有地球经过过大洪水的审判，所以才会出现这种从水而出、积水而成的地表景观。
Because only the Earth experienced the judgment of flood, and therefore, The earth was formed out of water and by water.
那我们今天读了使徒保罗写给提撒卢尼迦前书中的这样一些话，我们能不能够也从中得出一些绝对错不了的结论？那我们来试一试。
Now we have read the words from the letter Paul wrote in the First Thessalonians. Can we also conclude something from them? Let's try it.
首先从这一段我们刚才读的话里面，我们看到保罗啊，他首先要求是他自己，而不是要求教会的弟兄姐妹会同工，对不对？
In the whole paragraph, Paul asked himself first, and he did not ask the brothers and sisters in the church, nor the other co-workers. Is that correct?
好，我们把保罗，我们可以把这些圣经的经文归归类，把要求自己，保罗自己做的，我们用绿色标注起来，要求他自己不做的，用红色标注起来，把其他，重要的内容呢，用蓝色标注出来。如果我们这样过一遍这段圣经呢，我们基本上可以得出下面的五个方面的内容。
So if we sort out Paul's key points, and if we look at the screen, the verses highlighted in green are the things that Paul wants us to do, and the red are the things not to do, and the blue are the other important things. And then we can at least conclude the following fine things.
那么我们可以看到，保罗他要求自己做的有，要讨拉。查念我们心的神喜欢，存心温柔，爱，连自己的性命也愿意给，疼爱，辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，圣洁，公义，无可指摘，劝勉，安慰，嘱咐你们。
So number one, Paul asked himself to please God, who tests our hearts, and he wants himself to be gentle, to love and even share lives with you, to work night and day to preach the gospel of God to you, and to be holy, righteous and blameless, to encourage, comfort and urge you.
他要求自己不做的有，不是不出于错误，不出于污秽，不用诡诈，不是要讨人喜欢，不用献媚的话，不藏着贪心，不向你们或别人求荣耀，不叫你们以忍受累。
Number two, he asked himself not to spring from error or impure motives, not trying to trick you, not trying to please men, not to use flattery, not put on a mask to cover up greed, not looking for praise from men, not from you or anyone else, not to be a burden to anyone.
他对自己的期许是，神既然验证了我们，把福音托付我们。
Number three, he expected himself to be the man approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel.
他对自己与的为人与生活啊，是你们知道的，是神，也是神可以做见证的。
Number four, you know what his personality and life are, and God is his witness.
他被托付的责任与工作目标啊，是叫你们行事对得起那造你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
Number five, his responsibility and the purpose of work was to live lives worthy of God, who calls you into his kingdom and glory.
其次我们可以看到，保罗在这里啊，把做主工的和服侍教会，做主的工服侍教会，比称是如同母亲，好像父亲，对不对？
Then in particular, Paul considered the work of serving the church like a mother and as a father, right?
所说的哪些话是如同母亲呢？就是存心温柔，爱连自己的命，性命也愿意给，疼爱，辛苦劳碌。
So what are things that we have concluded like a mother? That is be gentle, love and share lives, love dearly, working hard.
又有哪些是好像父亲呢？是辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，圣洁、公义、无可指摘，劝勉、安慰、嘱咐你们。
What are the things that we have concluded like a father? That's the toil and hardship, working night and day to preach the gospel of God to you, holy, righteous, and blameless, encouraging, comforting, and urging you.
好，那这些就应该是使徒保罗在帖撒罗尼迦做工有效的秘诀所在。
This must be the secret of Paul's effective work in Thessalonica.
我们知道了使徒保罗做工有效的秘诀，有了正面的榜样，那还要对照自己啊，来反思为什么我做工就没有果效呢？
Now we have known Paul's secret and he has set a positive example for us. Let us examine ourselves and find out why our work are in vain.
有些时候当我或者我们做工没有果效的时候啊，常常用保罗的话来安慰我们自己。
Sometimes when our works are in vain, we like to use Paul's words to comfort ourselves.
当然不是这一段，而是在哥林多前书三章五节到第七节，是这样说的：亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，造主所赐给他们个人的，引导你们相信。我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。
So the verses we like to comfort ourselves is in the first Corinthians chapter 3 verses 5-7. What after all is Apollos and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollo watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow.
看见了吗？圣经说唯有神叫它生长，所以说它长不长关不关我的事，对吧？好像不关我的事，大家说对不对？
See, the Bible has already said, only God makes things grow. I have no business with him not growing. Is it really?
好，因为我们常常把下面的一段话也忽略掉，在三章九节到十节这样说，我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，使所建造的房屋，我照神给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头理好了根基，有别人在上面建造。
Actually, Paul has not finished his words yet. In verses 9 to 10, he said, For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care.
什么是与神同工？什么是聪明的工头？怎么样才是理好了根基呢？是值得我们思想的内容。
What does co-workers in God's service mean? And what does a wise builder look like? What should a good foundation look like? And we should always think of those questions.
这里既然说有聪明的工头，那有没有愚拙的工头呢？有没有理好的根基呢？
Since there is a wise builder, should there be any foolish builder who does not lay a foundation well?
那再请问神使不使他们生长，与我们怎样与神同工有没有关系？我想答案应该是清楚的。
Let me ask again, is there any relationship between their growth and our co-working with God? I think the answer is very clear now.
我们有些时候为什么做工没有果效啊？因为我们轻轻糊糊的撒种，随随便便的浇灌，并没有在怎样与神同工这个重责大任上好好的用心。
The reason why our work does not bear fruits is that we plant without care, we water without care, and we don't hold ourselves accountable when co-working with God.
教会既然是神所耕种的土地，所建造的房屋，你能够耕种不问主人的意思，盖房子不看主人的设计图吗？
The church is God's field and God's building. How can you build the building without asking the owner and without looking at the design drawing?
弟兄姐妹现在可能会听到这里有一点心里面这样嘀咕啊，你贵弟兄在这里讲的好像没什么问题，但这是你们服侍主的人应该讲给自己听的，对不对？要拿到长老执事会里面去分交通就可以了，何必在这里占用我们的时间呢？
So brothers and sisters, you might think like this. Brother Gui, what you said is correct and good, but that's the business of you guys who are serving the Lord.You should just share it with the elders and deacons. Why do you share it with us?
请不要心急啊！如果再问一个问题，各位就能够明白为什么把这些话要对弟兄姐妹、教会在那里讲呢？请问圣经里面有没有告诉我们做父亲应当怎样，做母亲又当如何呢？如果有啊，到底在哪里呢？
So don't be impatient, and let me ask you another question, and then you will know why I share the information with all church members. So does the Bible tell us how a father should be like and how a mother should like? If yes, what are they?
既然保罗用如同母亲又好像父亲来作为服侍的标杆来要求他自己，那不正是在告诉我们做母亲的应当怎样，做父亲的又当如何吗？
So Paul asked himself to be a mother and as a father when serving God. Isn't he also telling us how a mother should be and how a father should be?
而且一个教会得福星，难道与家庭已经没有关系吗？
Isn't there a relationship between reviving the church and reviving the household?
那教会其实上，其实教会是家庭生活与父母榜样的推广和延伸。
Our church is the extension of our family life and the model of parents.
难怪在圣经里面啊，对做长老、做执事的人的要求，一定是从他家庭的生活开始的。圣经也这样说，人若不知道管理自己的家，焉能照管神的教会呢？
That's why the Bible asks the elders and deacons to start from their family lives. In 1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 5, it says, If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church?
讲到这里，我想不需要让我继续的往下讲了。我们只把这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章三到十二节的再慢慢的读一遍，我们就知道该如何去行。
I don't think I need to say more about that, and we will know what to do if we read the chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians again.
只是这一回不是为了别人读啊，是为自己或自己的儿女读了。
However, this time, we will not just read for others, we will read for our children and ourselves.
我要来一节一节的慢慢的读这段圣经，把我们儿女呢也放在这个经文的当中。如果你啊做父母的是按照要求做到了，你就说阿们，好不好？
So let's read it one by one and put your children into the verses while we are reading them. If you parents are doing as what Paul said, just say amen, okay?
如果这样的话，我们等我们读完了，我们就知道自己在什么地方最亏欠主，最亏欠儿女。
Once we finish reading, we will know what we owe the Lord and what we owe our children.
第三节，我们对儿女的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是用诡诈。大家阿们吗？
Chapter 2, verses 3, for the appeal to children we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. Amen.
有没有人以为自己怀了儿女是出于错误，是没有好好的计划生育呢？有没有？
Does anyone think he or her pregnancy is spring from error because of no family planning?
如果有的话，我就劝你啊，以后再也不要这样想，不要这样说了，因为这不是认识人，这不是认识神的人应该说的话，也是在侮辱自己的儿女。
If your answer is yes, I advise you not to think like that anymore, because that's someone who has not known God will say, and it is also a slander on your children.
大家回想一下，在诗篇的127篇第三节。说儿女是谁所赐的产业，所怀的胎是谁给的赏赐呢？
If we go to Psalm chapter 127 verse 3, and it tells us who gives us sons as a heritage and who gives us children as a reward.
如果大家记得的话，我们就一起来说，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
So in Psalms chapter 127 verse 3 it says sons are a heritage from the Lord and children are a reward from him.
那这里什么又是出于错误、污秽和诡诈的劝勉呢？
What is the appeal spring from error, impure motives or trick?
我们应当知道，若不是出于圣经，而是属乎世界的劝勉啊，都是出于错误、污秽、诡诈的劝勉。
We should know if it is not spring from the Bible, but spring from the world, then it is the appeal from the error or impure motives or trick.
第四节，神既然厌中了我们做父母， 把儿女的福音托付我们，我们就照样讲福音来教育儿女，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那察念我们心的神喜欢。大家能说阿们吗？
On the contrary, we speak as parents approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel for our children. We are not trying to please man, but God, who tests our hearts. Amen.
人们不能说我没有做过父母，因此呢，我就不能做父母。也不能说我从小没有父爱，所以我不会有爱。你以为神让你做父母是会有错误吗？
People can't just say that he can't be a good parent because he has never been a parent before. Nor can he say I can't love because I don't have the love from my father. Is God wrong?
神念中了摩西，摩西无论以为自己怎样的不行啊，他仍然把以色列人一个不漏的从埃及地领出来，又把法老全军灭在红海里。
God chose Moses, who always thought he could not do it. However, in the end, he led Israelites out of Egypt without missing one and destroyed Pharaoh's army in the Red Sea.
我们刚才已经说了，我们是与神同工，神也引导我们与他同工。
As mentioned earlier, we are co-working with God, and God will always guide us in the work.
神没有只打发摩西去，却不与他同去。照样，神念重我们啊，做父母，他会对我们撒手不管吗
？God didn't just send out Moses and left him alone. Similarly, God chooses us to be parents, and will He just leave us alone?
不会的。只是呢，我们要知道，神对父母的头一个托付，就是要把福音传给儿女。
God will never leave us alone, but we must know that the first thing God entrusted parents to do is to preach the gospel of God to their children.
我们也应当知道，神是念中了你，而不是 Past Chuck 把福音传给你的儿女。因此呢，儿女没有教育好啊，别去怪 Pastor Chuck， 也不要怪其他的人，因为神念中的是你，负责交账的也是你自己。
Remember, God chooses you, not Pastor Chuck, to preach the gospel of God to your children. If your children are not taught well, don't blame Pastor Chuck or others. It is you who should be responsible for that.
第五节。因为我们对儿女从来没有用过献媚的话，这是儿女知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以做见证的。你能够说阿门吗？
Verse 5, our children know we never use flattery, nor did we put on a mask to cover up greed in front of our children. God is our witness. Can we see amen here?
大家这句话很容易阿们。
Don't feel it is easy to see amen here.
中国有一句俗话叫做麦里头的儿子啊是自己的好，那对自己存于过度的幻想呢，实际上是一种谄媚的话。
There is an old Chinese saying, my son is always the best, even though he has scabs on his scalp.If we overestimate our children, that's also flattery.
那据我所知啊，有许多中国的留学生啊，他们曾经说过，哎，我这个博士是为了我爸爸妈妈念的。
As far as I know, many Chinese students may have said, I earned this doctor degree for my dad.
许多中国的父母逼着孩子出人头地，其实是为了圆自己的梦。这难道不是藏着贪心吗？
Many Chinese parents want their children to be successful, in order to fulfill their own dream. Isn't that, an underlying greed?
好，下面三节。我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有会向别人求荣耀。 只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
The next three verses say, we were not looking for praise from men, not from you or anyone else. As apostles of Christ, we could have been a burden to you, but we were gentle among you, like a mother caring for her little children. We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us.
那这三节的经文啊，相对好像比较简单，因为大多数做母亲的，非但是诚心温柔，不向儿女求荣耀，而且就是把自己的性命给儿女，岂不也是愿意的吗？
These three verses are easy to understand, because most mothers are not only gentle and never looking for praise from their children, they are also willing to share their lives with the children.
只是我们不要忘了啊，真正的母爱不可能不把神的福音传给儿女。我们今天是这样的爱他们啊，在今生这样的爱他们，怎能够看到他们在永世里面存能？或者是受亏损呢？
But don't forget, a true mother's love will never forget to preach the gospel of God to their children. If we love them in this life, how can we let them go to a place of everlasting destruction? And how can we let them be harmed?
但是如果我们对自己、对永生、对建筑都不看重，我们又如何要求他们看重呢？
But if we ourselves do not take eternity into serious, how can we ask them to do so?
只是恐怕使他们跌倒，到时候我们这些做父母的必然追悔莫及。
I'm afraid this will cause them to sin, and then we parents will be too late to regret.
那底下这三节经文呢，也一起连着来念，因为正是。在儿女的眼中，做父母应该有的榜样。所以说我这里邀请弟兄们啊，同我一起来读啊。
We will read the following three verses together as well, and those are what our children want us to be. And so I would like to invite brothers to read them together with me.
弟兄们一起来读。弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁、公义，无可指摘。有你们做见证，也有神做见证。你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样。
Surely you remember, brothers, your toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you.
让我们诚诚实实地来面对神的话。我就问啊，在家中的儿女的面前，通常是做母亲的亏欠的多，还是做父亲的亏欠的多呢？
Let's be honest to this question. So when we are at home, who is indebted with your children more, mothers or fathers?
愿意把性命都给儿女的父母一定不少。但是自己认为在儿女的眼中是何等的圣洁、公义、无可指摘的，请举手，好不好？
There must be many parents who are willing to share lives with their children, but how many of you think you are holy, righteous, and blameless in your children's eye? Could you please raise your hands?
有没有啊？请大家举一下。
Anyone?
那如果照这样看 这岂不正是我们家庭的破口，教会福音的缺环吗？
That is the crevice that we have in our family and the gap we have in reviving our church.
那今天也没有更多的时间往下讲了，只是盼望弟兄们啊，用这段话、这段圣经来互相的劝勉。
I don't have time to continue this topic today, and I really hope we take this opportunity to encourage each other.
不要忘记我们一切的辛苦劳碌、昼夜做工，不应该只是为了老板，也不应该单单是为了争取经费，而更应该是为了传神的福音给我们的儿女或我们周围的人。
Don't forget our toil and hardship. Working night and day is not just for our boss and just for our funding, but should also for preaching the gospel of God to our children and to the people around us.
我们在家中的一言一行啊，也都该这样，要甘心的学着做众人的仆人，不然我们的儿女啊，别不以为我们是无可指责的人。
Every word we say and everything we do at home shall also like this. Let us learn to be a servant to all, otherwise our children will not think we are blameless.
正如在圣经里面最后这一段话所说的，要叫你们行事对得起那造你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
As has been said in the last verse,to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory.
我们应当常常的思想怎么做父母，怎样是正确的家庭生活和儿女教育，怎么带给儿女完全的世界观。
We should always think of how to be parents, what the right family life and parenting should be like, and how could we provide a complete world view to our children?
无论是父母是儿女，或是教会的弟兄姐妹，愿主时刻地提醒我们，天天帮助我们，叫我们好在凡事上都对得起那召我们进他国得他荣耀的神。
No matter who we are today, parents,children or brothers and sisters in the church, may our Lord remind us and help us every day in order to live life worthy of God who calls us into his kingdom and glory.
让我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
慈爱的天父上帝，
Dear Heavenly Father,
感谢你通过使徒保罗不仅为服侍教会的弟兄姐妹树立了榜样，而且让我们看到如何做父亲和做母亲的标杆。
Thank you for sending Apostle Paul to be our model of serving the church and also letting us know how a father and a mother should like.
求你帮助我们这些做父母的明白，引导儿女信主和预备进入永恒，并帮助他们在世界上成功更加重要。
Please help us parents understand that the preaching the gospel of God to our children and prepare them for the eternity is more important than the success in this world.
让我们对儿女的劝勉是出于圣经，而不是出于这个世界。
Let our appeal to our children spring from the Bible, not from the world.
让我们努力把福音传给还没有信主的儿女。
Help us diligently preach the gospel of God to our children who has not believed in you.
让我们为神国养育近前的后裔，而不是让儿女为我们在自己啊在地上圆梦。
Let us rear the children for God's kingdom, but not for fulfilling our dreams in the world.
让我们不求儿女荣耀我们自己，但求儿女荣耀神。
Let us not look for praise from children, but let our children glory God.
求你帮助我们成为圣洁、公义、无可指责，得以在儿女面前做美好的见证，使我们行事为人对得起那召我们进神国的主。
Please help us become holy, righteous, and blameless, so as to be the good confession in the presence of our children. Help us live lives worthy of God who calls us into his kingdom.
祷告祈求奉我主耶稣基督的名，阿们。
Pray in his name, amen.